Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Delino DeShields. Batting second. The right fielder, Brian Jordan. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Gant. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eli Marrero. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Kent Mercer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Placido Polanco. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kent Mercer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mickey Morandini. Batting second. The shortstop, Manny Alexander. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenallan Hill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jose Hernandez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Servais. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Traxel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Traxel. And now, play ball. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. DeShields hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Sosa. DeShields reaches second base with a double. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jordan hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeShields moves to third. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGuire strikes out. Servais throws to third, and they've got DeShields trapped. The throw to Grace, and DeShields is tagged out for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morandini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Alexander batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lankford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Lankford reaches second base with a double. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lankford moves to third. One out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tatis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lankford scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Eli Marrero batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Marrero hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sosa hits a pop-up towards short. Polanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gant. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Hill moves to third. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Johnson is walked intentionally. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Servais hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Servais for the out. Hill scores. Hernandez moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Traxel hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polanco hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. DeShields is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. DeShields hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-1 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Morandini batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morandini is 0-for-1 in the game. Morandini hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire strikes out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lankford hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gant is 0-for-1 in the game. Gant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jordan. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Jordan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jordan. Hernandez moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Servais is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Servais hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hernandez scores. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Traxel is 0 for 1 in the game. Traxel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tatis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Marrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Marrero strikes out. One out. Kent Merker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tatis. The throw from Servais and he is out, Alexander applying the tag. Two outs. Kent Merker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Merker is 0 for 1 in the game. Merker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Traxel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morandini is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morandini strikes out. One out. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Polanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morandini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShields is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. DeShields hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jordan is 0 for 2 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 0 for 2 in the game. Sosa hits a line drive towards third. Tatis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Brant Brown pinch runs for Glenallan Hill. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Hernandez moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Servais is 0-2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Servais hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. Hernandez scores. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Traxel is 0-2 in the game. Traxel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Traxel moves to second. Mark Petkovsek now pitching. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morandini is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morandini is hit by the pitch. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Brant Brown now playing left field. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGwire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGwire hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lankford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lankford hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gant is 0-for-2 in the game. Gant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lankford. Grace reaches second base with a double. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sosa is 0-for-3 in the game. Sosa strikes out. One out. Brant Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hernandez is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grace moves to third. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. DeShields fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fernando Tatis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tatis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tatis hits a line drive towards third. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mabry pinch hits for Mark Petkovsek. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mabry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Witt now pitching. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Servais is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got three RBIs. Servais hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Traxel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Traxel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Traxel bunts between the mound and first base. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Traxel for the out. Servais moves to second. One out. Mickey Morandini is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morandini is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Morandini takes first base on ball 4. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Alexander strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Grace is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Servais moves to third. Morandini moves to second. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 4 in the game. Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee pinch hits for Placido Polanco. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McGee strikes out. One out. Delino DeShields batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. DeShields is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. DeShields takes first base on ball 4. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes DeShields. The throw from Servais and he is safe. DeShields steals second. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jordan is 0 for 3 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeShields moves to third. Rod Beck now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lankford strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.